is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Another plot to kill former President Trump, this one from Iran. CBS's Samantha Vinograd tells us U.S. intelligence officials got word ahead of his rally in Pennsylvania last weekend and stepped up security.
There have been an ongoing series of threats to Mr. Trump and specific members of his administration when they were in office and since they left office.
There is no information suggesting, however, that this threat is connected to the attempted assassination by a 20-year-old shooter. Republicans are buzzing in Milwaukee.
Former Speaker of the House and California Delegate Kevin McCarthy thinks Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, author of the best-selling Hillbilly Elegy, will help Donald Trump win key battleground states in the Midwest.
I thought he tapped into an American issue that a lot of people had not seen, the forgotten Midwest.
Vance would be the youngest vice president since Richard Nixon. Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Milwaukee.
President Biden set to speak at the NAACP's convention in Vegas this hour after pausing his campaign for a few days. More from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The president will unveil a new proposal calling for limits on some annual rent increases and an expansion of affordable housing.
The president continues to call for unity, but is trying to draw a contrast between his policies and Trump's. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez insists he is innocent despite his federal bribery conviction today.
The decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate in terms of what they think a foreign agent would be.
Prosecutors say Menendez took hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from Egypt for political clout and favors.
Immediately after the verdict, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Menendez to do what is right and resign. Schumer had resisted calling on Menendez to quit for months, even though other Democrats in the chamber urged him to step down earlier this year.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes. Menendez's wife was supposed to be tried next month, but her trial's now been suspended as she gets treatments for cancer. A river dam has been breached, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate after strong storms in Illinois. CBS St. Louis meteorologist Steve Templeton is tracking conditions.
We're talking about flash flooding, lots of rain. Slam that on top of a reservoir filled with water. Water is going to flow over the dam and get into the streets, affecting roads and apartments and buildings and businesses.
Nearly a dozen tornadoes caused widespread damage last night around Chicago, too. Prime Day is in full swing now, and Amazon workers are busy packing your purchases. Javier Gonzalez runs a warehouse in Los Angeles.
So the next couple days, tomorrow and Thursday.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine beaches are clear, but now Kenosha's Lake Michigan beaches have advisories due to poor water quality. Swimming is not allowed today at Eichelman and Southport beaches. Heavy rainfall in Kenosha County last night resulted in significant downpours, with totals as high as 4 inches in some places. The overall rainfall is well above normal for July and the year for Kenosha. A section of 90th Street in Mount Pleasant is closed through the end of August for repairs at Lamparack Creek. That's impacting the stretch between Braun and KR. Milwaukee remains under tight security on day two of the Republican National Convention. The second day is said to have a focus on immigration and crime. Racine's Regency Mall is continuing its transformation, with Woodman's buying 21 acres of the property for nearly $9 million. The grocery store project is part of a $120 million mall redevelopment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks looking for a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks' 6'11" rookie, Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, beat bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in their first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5 under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and A.J. Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allowing me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, you stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you wondering where all the talk shows went? Check them out on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK, or by downloading the Civic Media app. Here's CCR.
Built a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and crushed the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Does anybody really care?
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Kurt Vollman. How you doing?
Doing well. Let me ask you something, and you don't have to answer this, but okay. do you ever get mistaken for a different age group? Like, do people think you're older or younger than what you really are?
The clip-on sunglasses is a dead giveaway, Kurt. The clip-on sunglasses. And I've graduated to the hat with the brim that goes out to, like, to Michigan.
The reason I ask is I recently met a gentleman in a social situation, and he and I got talking, and he was telling me how he was retired, but he came out of retirement because he was so bored. He just wanted something to do with his days. And I said, oh, you know, I'm not quite ready to retire yet, but I can see it, you know, off in the horizon somewhere. And he says, what are you, about 64? I said, 64? I'm 54. He gave me 10 extra years.
Jeez, have you been living a rough life, Kurt?
I must have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, even before I became as follically challenged as I am, and even before, you know, I've put on a few pounds and stuff, when in my younger days, I still was always, people always thought I was older than what I am. I remember one time I was 30 and somebody mistook me for 40. And on the air one time, somebody, it was the anniversary of JFK's assassination, and they asked me, Kurt, where were you? I'm like, I don't know how old you think I am, but I wasn't around when JFK was assassinated.
I don't talk to a lot of people, Kurt, so I don't get their opinion, but I too, as a follically challenged man, have decided just to shave it off. I did that like starting 10 years ago, and I think that may contribute to how I'm perceived. I may get a little 5 or 6 years on some people's estimates.
Yeah. Well, see, you shave, that's different. I'm losing my hair. You've purposely lost it.
You know, they make clippers. They're barber clippers. It's the, you can get them on Amazon.
I got them.
The closest clip you can get.
I got them.
Yeah.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date on local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
Well,
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song that was featured in the movie The Blues Brothers. But when Aretha Franklin sang it in the movie, she did it much faster. It's Think on WRJN. News and timeless hits on WRJN. If you ever miss one of our newscasts, just search WRJN News. You'll find our stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two failed recall attempts are proving lucrative for Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was allowed to collect unlimited money during that time. Wisp Politics reports he pocketed nearly $640,000. Most of it, a cool $500,000, came from Republican donor Elizabeth Uline. The RNC was promised to be a boon to restaurants, stores, and other establishments in downtown Milwaukee, but Monday, many businesses say it was pretty slow.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall, and so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places we couldn't yesterday.
Wisconsin delegate Stephanie Susick says they had to stick to a tight schedule. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Regency Mall is continuing its transformation. Most of the eastern portion of the mall is gone, and some of that land is now owned by Woodman's. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the grocery chain bought 21 acres of the property for nearly $9 million. They plan to open a new store next year. The Woodman's development is the first phase of a $120 million mall redevelopment project aimed at breathing new life into that aging retail complex. Beaches in Racine are all clear, but now Kenosha's Lake Michigan beaches have an advisory. The City of Kenosha Department of Parks says no swimming is allowed at Eichelman and Southport beaches. Several western Kenosha County beaches also have caution flags. Poor water quality is the reason. There were advisories yesterday on Racine's beaches. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the Kenosha Harbor. The work is running 24/7 and boats will still have access. Boaters are being told to stay away from the operation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, more sun than clouds. In the late afternoon and early evening, there could be a brief shower. High in the upper 70s. Sunshine in mid-70s for the high Thursday, near 80 Friday. Currently at 75 degrees.
WRJN. You
out on the road must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Boy, it's been so humid lately, hasn't it? Here's a good summer picnic tip. Potato salad left out in the heat for more than 4 hours should not be eaten, but it still makes a great sunblock.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear.
Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash on WRJN. Did you ever wonder if there actually was somebody named Jack Flash? Well, kind of. His real name was Jack Dyer. He was Keith Richards' gardener.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Well, the next time you ride an elevator, you may want to wear gloves. A study finds that elevator buttons are filthier than toilet seats. Hygiene experts actually suggest that you press elevator buttons with the back of your hand or with the knuckle of a finger.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
News and timeless hits on WRJN coming up. CBS News at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world. a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
WRJN.